On the KSRO live line, the president of Santa Rosa Junior College, Dr. Frank Chong, is here. And Dr. Chong, good to have you here.
Hi, Pat. Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. You're in some hot water, Dr. Chong, and you're not used to being in that position, are you?
I have been in hot water before, but I think that decision to cut summer school in half without consulting with the faculty was not a good idea.
Yeah.
I own that decision. And we're meeting tomorrow to look at restoring summer school, if that's the decision that's going to be made, with the faculty, with students. And I learned a hard lesson. I think we really need to get back to working collaboratively. And that's generally my style. As you saw during the fire, I worked very closely with faculty, students, and everything to get through it. And I should have used the same approach. And, you know, with all the pressures of the cuts that are coming down, we definitely didn't do the right thing. But I think we have a plan going forward to move forward. I've talked to the academic leaders, I've talked to student leaders and the staff leaders, and I think they're all willing to say, yeah, let's try to do it collaboratively. So I get that. I've been listening loud and clear.
Yeah, you've apologized over and over for this decision, which comes as because of a $6.5 million budget deficit for SRJC. You know that money's going to have to come from somewhere. What's the next step in terms of reducing that deficit?
Yeah, I think we just have to be creative, and I think the administration should lead the way. And I think, you know, I've been talking to my administrators, and I think we will be probably taking a pay cut to lead and lead from that point, because we are the highest paid employees. And I'm going to try to keep the cuts furthest away from the classroom as possible, and look at other non-instructional areas. But I think the larger question that's really that we have to grapple with is what I call right-sizing the college. The demographics to support a college and all the courses we offer just isn't there. So I've been trying to inform the community, as I've been publicly, that we are have declining enrollment, and certainly the fires didn't help. You know, there's still a lot of students out there we're serving. We have about the same number of students, but they're all working and taking fewer units. So it's a very difficult situation when we're trying to be a comprehensive college and be all to everybody. And with the funding changes, it's not going to be possible.
Yeah. And so, how many students?
To get to that answer, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. How many students does SRJC currently have, Dr. Chong?
It's about 28,000 headcount and about 17,000 full-time equivalent, which means it takes 28,000 students to get to about 17,000 full-time equivalent students.
And we should also point out that SRJC is one of the largest employers in Sonoma County, and so that is part of the equation, too. Isn't it weird that it's publicized all over the place and people know exactly how much money you make?
I
would find that weird, yeah.
I find it weird, but I'm a public official, and I need to, you know, it's public information. I believe in transparency, you know, and you know, I think I earned my money. It doesn't seem like this past week, but I think there's been some good things happening at the college since I've been there, around, you know, our bond that we passed for $410 million and the diversity types of initiatives I've had and sustainability. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. And, you know, I've done some good things, and, you know, I have to own the things that when things don't go well. I feel very confident that we can get through this. And I really think the way to do it is working with the faculty and the students. I learned a very, very hard lesson.
Yeah, it's a major revision that you are quite willing to do at this stage of the game. I'm wondering how, Dr. Chong, your administration feels about the fact that, you know, part of this equation of reducing the deficit, a small part of it probably, will come not only to pay cuts for yourself, but also to the people who work for you. How do they feel about it?
Well, you'd have to ask them, but when I met with the leadership of the managers liaison group yesterday, they were all unified in saying, we have to take the leadership. We have to show the college symbolically that we're willing to suffer if we're asking other people to suffer.
Right.
And I'm really proud of them for doing that.
And do you feel like you're in touch with the student population at the JC?
I am more in touch with it than I was previous to this incident. You know,
funny, when they're camping outside of your office, I guess it's hard not to be, isn't it? Yeah.
I spent a good 2 hours with students listening to them. A lot of them were very angry and disappointed in me, and I heard it. And I think the important part for leaders is not just listening, but acting. So, you know, I have a plan in mind that I want to develop with faculty leaders and with the student leaders in classified to try to straighten this out. And my board's been, you know, my board of trustees who I report to, I have a boss too, seven elected officials. They've been talking to me daily about giving me suggestions on how to solve this issue. And it all comes back to working together. And that's how colleges operate, you know, and I deviated from that. And, you know, that's what you see. But I still think this is a great college. We just have, you know, we just had the speech team that won the national championship, beating UC Berkeley. You know, our
SRT
theater
fun.
And our, you know, our drama group just won a Bay Area Critics Award and did really well. So I think there's a lot of good at the college still. And I want the listeners to know that we value their support. We want students to come here. There are many, many classes here. We're not cutting into the core of the curriculum. And we're going to look at other ways to make reductions, namely starting with non-instructional areas, because we're here to teach. And that was loud and clear to me. Teachers told me, Dr. Chong, the only reason you have a job is because of students. The only reason students come here is for teachers. So I heard that loud and clear, you know. And so
bottom line, $6.5 million you've got to carve out of that budget somehow. And I don't think that probably pay cuts for you and your administration are going to do it. So there have to be cuts. It's a, you know, it's the kind of situation where clearly it's not going to be summer school classes in this case. No. But still, you know, there's going to have to be some pretty significant cuts in other areas to make this whole thing work.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to working with my faculty leaders and my students and my classified staff to come together and say, how do we do this? Let's be creative and let's see what we can do. I'm very confident. I'm very self-assured that, you know, having listened to the students, I get it. I hear them loud and clear, you know, and I'm going to make some recommendations to try to lead us out of this situation. But it's not going to be a top-down approach. It's going to be more working with everybody and who's going to be affected.
Collaborative approach. I'm sure everyone will appreciate that on the SRJC class campus. And you know, a lot of us think of summer school in a completely unrealistic way, you know, that it is something that that could go away without serious impact. But for a lot of these students, it really, you know, bled into so many parts of their education, including, you know, their eligibility for financial aid and the ability to move to a secondary college, et cetera. So lots of lessons learned in a fairly short amount of time. And do you expect the protests by the students to continue, or are we pretty much done with that?
You'd have to ask the students. You know, I've heard them, and I think they're looking to see some action. They're looking to see whether I've been listening and what actions I will take to try to right the ship, as they say. You know, I think I'm very confident and I'm very comfortable with hearing criticism, and nobody likes to do that. But we're a learning institution, and even the president has to learn.
That's right. There are always lessons to be learned in life, and here's a big one now. Dr. Chong, thanks so much for being here this morning, and much success to you and to the college and to the students moving forward.
Hey, thank you so much, Pat. I appreciate it.
That is SRJC President Dr. Frank Chong talking about the criticism that he has received after initially saying that summer school classes would be cut at the JC, and now a revamp of that situation.